Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Recent developments in treatment for cystic fibrosis have targeted the underlying genetic defect, and these have been life-changing for some patients. Kevin Southern from Alderhay Children's Hospital in the UK is an editor for the Cochrane Cystic Fibrosis Group and an author of the updated review of these corrective therapies, which was published in November 2023. Here he is to tell us about the review.
Thanks, Mike. Cystic fibrosis, or CF, is a life-limiting genetic condition affecting around 90,000 people worldwide. The CF gene makes a protein that helps salts to move across cells in many parts of the body. When this gene is faulty, salt movement across cells is affected and sticky mucus can build up in several organs in the body. In the airways, this can lead to recurring chest infections and lung damage. There are hundreds of gene abnormalities that can cause CF, but one, called F508, DEL is particularly common and affects over 80% of people with CF. People with CF who have the F508-DEL abnormality make the CF protein, but it is misshaped and does not get to the cell wall where it's needed for the salt transport. Laboratory experiments suggest that if this protein can get to that part of the cell, it may be able to function and salt transport can be corrected, which in turn might correct the chronic problems that people with CF experience. Over the last 10 years, several drugs have been tested to see if they can correct the salt transport problem associated with the F508-DEL gene abnormality. Early trials assessed the use of single drugs, and subsequent trials have tested combinations. For this update, we searched for studies that compared any of the treatments to a control treatment in people with CF and at least one copy of the F508-DEL gene abnormality. We looked at the effects on outcomes important to people with CF, such as survival, quality of life and lung function, as well as side effects. In total, we included 34 studies with nearly 4,800 people with CF. Treatment in the trials lasted from 1 day to 48 weeks, and all of the trials compared an active drug to placebo. 8 studies looked at treatment with a single drug, known as monotherapy. These studies did not report any deaths or clinically relevant improvements in quality of life scores. There was not enough evidence to show an effect on lung function, and a wide range of side effects were experienced by a small number of participants. Our confidence in the evidence from these monotherapy trials ranges from low to high. We have high confidence in the evidence from the 16 studies with just over 2,600 participants that assessed a combination of drugs known as dual therapy, either tazacaftor plus ivacaftor or lumacaftor plus ivacaftor, for people with CF with 2 copies of the F508-DEL gene abnormality. One person taking tazacaftor plus ivacaftor sadly died, but this was not considered to be related to that trial drug. Both dual therapies improved quality of life and lung function measurements. Rates of pulmonary exacerbations, a flare-up of symptoms, were also lower. Neither dual therapy was linked to severe side effects, but people starting treatment with lumacaftor plus ivacaftor experienced some shortness of breath for 1 or 2 weeks. Of more concern, longer studies of lumacaftor plus ivacaftor found a rise in blood pressure, and 2 people out of over 500 stopped this treatment because of high blood pressure. These side effects were not reported for tazacaftor plus ivacaftor. We also have high confidence in the evidence from 11 studies assessing different combinations of 3 drugs, or triple therapy, for people with CF who have 1 or 2 copies of the F508-DEL abnormality. The combinations were based on tazacaftor with ivacaftor, or dut-ivacaftor, which is similar but chemically altered version of ivacaftor, and investigators then added in either elexacaftor or other agents such as VX659, VX440 or VX152. These triple combinations were compared to either a placebo, a triple placebo, or tezacaftor with ivacaftor and one placebo. And that was for participants who were already on this dual combination. There were no deaths during these trials, and all triple therapies improved quality of life and lung function scores, with no difference in the number or severity of side effects. Fewer people with two copies of F508del taking elexacaftor plus tezacaftor plus ivacaftor experienced a pulmonary exacerbation than those taking the control treatment. In summary, there is a lack of evidence to support monotherapy, some evidence to support dual therapy for people with CF who have two copies of the F508del gene abnormality, and greater improvement seen with triple therapy. In addition, fewer side effects were reported for triple therapy than for the lumacaftor-ivacaftor dual therapy combination. In conclusion, therefore, there is a high level of evidence to support triple therapy, while the evidence base to support dual therapy for people with CF who have two copies of the F508del gene abnormality is less robust. More research is needed to assess triple therapy combinations in children and to monitor this therapy for emerging side effects. There continues to be much work in this field, and we will update this review as more data become available.
Thanks, Kevin. If listeners would like to read the full review, it's available from cochranlibrary.com with a simple search for CF and F508DEL.